Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to mitigate crises and help teams get back on track. This podcast is about helping the C-suite leader to navigate challenges with confidence. For today's leader, I'm here to help you get back on track. Tomorrow's leader, let me partner with you to learn the secrets of the C-suite. Wherever you're at in your career, this is the podcast for you. Hello, I am Deb Coviello, host of Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media, and I want to thank you for dropping in on the show. And just as a special bonus, we are taking questions. Now, I'm not giving away my phone number, but if you have any leadership or career questions, I absolutely encourage you to send it to Deborah@CoviellocM.com. I have this open right now, so if you happen to have any questions and wish to remain anonymous, please send me your questions. We are happy to address them on this live stage. Now, this is a resurrected platform for me. We used to do Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media. It would be myself who would be a guest because I so enjoy being able to connect with you on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, to be able to provide you value and hopefully inspire you. But also know this is a practice run. We're going to be doing this a few times in the month of April because we are thinking about taking the Drop-In CEO podcast, taking Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media to a greater stage, a greater platform, because so many of you out there have shared with me that they really, really value my insights, quick, actionable tips. And by the way, there are probably hundreds and thousands of other people that can leverage some of my experience to be able to elevate their impact. And so we're going to get a little bit into what our show is about today, but please know, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. We are under a severe thunderstorm, hail, possibly tornado event. So as many of you know, I am from Jersey. I am a fast talker. So if I start speeding things up and say, we got to go. So I just want to let you know, again, that is the beauty of a live format. You never know what's actually going to happen. You never know what I'm actually going to say or be inspired to share with you. But again, stick around. I will try to move quickly because I value your time today. And again, remember to send me any questions that you happen to have. I will address them live. And if not now, I should ask Deb that question, please message me. Message me on LinkedIn, Deborah A. Coviello, the Drop-In CEO. Reach out to me because I would love to speak to you. But as promised, I said to you, I would talk about career and leadership pitfalls and how to avoid them. And the reason why I'm going here is because so many of you, either people that I've mentored or colleagues or warm or even cold referrals, have come to me, and I always offer 30 minutes, sometimes an hour of my time just to talk and understand what is your unique situation, your problem. And while other people might say, time's up, 15 minutes, book a package with me, I don't necessarily do that right away because I care about you. I care about providing you value, getting to know with you. Let's just build a relationship first, because how can I be of service to you unless I deeply know you? And so a lot of people have come across my doorstep, either formally or informally, and I see about 5 or 6 things, common pitfalls with leaders. And so what I'm going to do is go over about 5 different things that I want you to sit back and think about. Are these relevant to you? Are you one of these leaders that has a blind spot or experiencing one of these pitfalls? And I'm going to offer you some actionable tips on what you should do. And maybe today, you can leave here actually saying, I got this, Deb. I can fix that. You said the right thing at the right time, and I can move on my way. But at the same time, I do offer you a couple things that you can change your mindset that, yeah, maybe some of these people I'm talking about are you. They might be you, and you may be standing in the way of getting that promotion or seeing your greater value. I will flip your mindset at the very end of this on things that you should be saying to yourself, because I believe in you. Every one of you that comes across my doorstep, I see your value. and I want to help you see it as well. So let me talk about one of the pitfalls, and I got a couple quick stories. And if any of you are out there listening, I'm not going to use your name, but if you recognize yourself, just know you inspired me because you shared your life, your career, and a bit of time with me, and I saw you for who you really are. And if I was able to help you realize your greater potential, I am grateful for that. But the greater opportunity is when we can all learn from these pitfalls that others have experienced. And that's why I'm here today. So one of the leadership pitfalls that I see is a leader who does not know that they're ready for the next level. Now, one lady who came into my care, the way they presented themselves, the energy that they had, the words that they were using showed me they were a director, but they were still at a manager role. And all along the way, I kept saying, do you realize you are ready for the next level? And they kept shaking their head. I said, you're already speaking. You're already acting. You already look the part. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? And that took them aback. And with that, I know that person took a lot of our time that we spent together, and they are now a director. And there's another person I sincerely care about and I am trying to help right now is somebody that has had some senior leadership roles and they sound the part. Their voice exudes confidence and they have been in, like I said, C-suite leader roles. And I said, do you realize you can be a CEO? And they said, I've never done that before. I don't have this. I can't do that. And it kills me when I hear all these people have these negative mindsets about, I can't, and I've never done that. I talk about this, get rid of the N apostrophe T, the unt. I can't, I won't, I've never. Stop it. Because, you know, I'll put it out there. As a child will say, I can jump off this tree. I can jump across that river. And they don't care about the fact that they're going to scrape their knee or possibly get to the ER in an ambulance because they have the confidence. They don't worry about what other people think. And my solution to this is if you are saying things like, I'm not, I can't, I'm not getting a promotion, number one, get an external perspective, because I'll tell you, if you come to me and we talk, I will see you for who you really are. You are an amazing person out there, and I want to see your true value. And maybe many of you are holding yourselves back. And once you see yourself at that next level, you start acting that way and you start talking that way, and people will see you for that. I'm interrupting this episode to offer you an absolutely free opportunity to help you move your career forward in the next 12 months. If you're a mid-level leader who has a desire to accelerate your leadership impact but lacks a support system, let's jump on a call for 30 minutes and let me share with you the secrets of a C-suite. You already have what it takes as being that subject matter expert and leader of teams. However, you've not yet developed those essential skills that enable you to be heard, seen, and respected as a strategic leader. Head over to my website, dropinceo.com, and click on my contact page and schedule a conversation with me. It may be the best 30-minute investment you make in your career, and aren't you worth it? For me, I also want to simply see you succeed. And now, back to the conversation. So I'm going to move on to another one, but I'll just recap. Leaders who don't know that they're ready for the next level. Ask yourself, is that you? Number two pitfall, leaders who don't know their value. I have seen these people that say, okay, I do this, I do this, I do this. And they tell me a little bit about what they're doing in the workplace. Now, mind you, they also could be ready for the next level, but they can't articulate their value. All they are is a set of transactions. I create a strategy. I meet with customers. But what they can't do is say something like, I can look at the landscape and understand the unique problems that my customers have and be able to leverage my 30 years of experience and provide unique customized solutions that provide them an experience. Now, I just made that up. But leaders, we never groom them unless you have an executive coach or maybe the drop-in CEO to hear your value and be able to bring it back to you to consider, maybe tweak it a little bit, but get an external perspective on what your value is and be able to articulate it. You know, I'll tell you, for those of you that might get the boot and get kicked out of a job and they provide you outplacement services, they do provide you a little bit of training like, how to do your 30-second elevator pitch. What do I stand for? What problem do I solve? Who do I serve? They teach you that. Well, I don't want you to wait till you're kicked out of the nest to be able to articulate what your value is. So, leaders who don't know their value, my suggestion to you is get an external perspective. Did you hear me say that a second time? Yes, get an external perspective because they may be able to help you articulate your value based on what they already hear you say. You just need somebody to smudge the right words together. And by the way, I'm pretty good at that. Number three, leadership pitfall number three, seeking the big name company, the big title, and getting disappointed over and over again, because then it falls short of their expectation. The culture is not good. The commute, everything else about work-life balance is not there. You can't sustain that if you're always pursuing something that meets an ideology of yours or maybe what others expect of you. But my proposal to you, and again, get an external perspective. You're going to hear me say that over and over again. But I classify or qualify the right role for you in three simple words. And I've said this on the podcast. Does it meet your needs? Does it meet your wants? Does it meet your passion? And if it only meets one out of those three, you probably are only going to be happy maybe for 3 to 6 months. If you can get two out of three, you can probably withstand it for 2 years. And what I mean by wants, needs, and passion is want. You may want to move. You may want to work for a big company. You may want a title that can satisfy one of the things that you need. Need, maybe you need a flexible work arrangement. You need a certain financial threshold. That's often very important. And finally, passion. If you could do it all day long, would it feed your soul? And it wouldn't be work. And those are the three things that leaders that are seeking those big names and titles are met with great disappointment versus realizing their passion and joy. That's a huge pitfall. Now, I got two more for you. We're going to speed this up. But the fourth one, leaders that have a story to tell, but keep their voice to themselves. There are people that are wise, that are people that have vision. And amongst a small group of people, they will share their insights and people will feel so fortunate for knowing them because they are inspired to do better work. I said, but we're on this earth for a short amount of time. And think about what kind of legacy you want to leave. Because another person was across my doorstep and they have such inspirational stories. And I think and feel that maybe along the way, they've grown to be humble, or maybe they've been slapped down to not be that leader that inspires others. And I'm very sad for those people. But when I think about those leaders that have stories to tell, words of wisdom, or things to inspire others, find their voice again. And I would suggest again, talk to people and hear what they say about you. The people that are around you that say how you impact them may be exactly the people that inspire you to have a greater voice. So again, don't be that person that plays it small and keeps to yourself. And finally, the last thing that I want to share with you, number five, is leaders who don't know how to message for impact, despite being very technically competent. We elevate technical leaders because they're absolutely amazing at putting together presentations or strategies. And they may be very wordy, and they may be technically absolutely correct and perfect. But at the end of the day, they fail to connect with people on what they want to do, what kind of impact they do or want to have, what is the outcome. And I find they get lost and they get frustrated. And what I would suggest to them, again, is get an external perspective and also have somebody say, you know what, I get you. I get this initiative. I get this proposal. But I think what you're trying to say is this. And then the light bulb goes on. And they say, yeah, you're right. But somehow an external perspective was able to listen deeply to all of the information that's technically right regarding a proposal, a strategy, presentation, whatnot, but then be able to distill it down to the essence and really connect with people emotionally. That's a skill they don't teach some of the technical leaders. So again, I would suggest you find somebody, a trusted partner, me, potentially, or somebody you know that can listen to you and help you articulate the headline. this is what I'm here because we all know that it's a problem and it has a negative impact on our market share. Boom. Something concise. Something that gets their attention. Now, let me talk more about this presentation because I think I understand what's going on and how to solve it. Ooh, you bring people in. There's all kinds of techniques that you can teach to have impact. And again, that is a pitfall of people. They don't know how to message for impact. Now, what I'm going to do is fast forward because I'm just going to give you 5 or 6 phrases to help you with your mindset. And I'm just going to give them to you, write them down, replay this thing. If you want the replay, I will share it with you. But you need to reframe your mindset because at the end of the day, I don't want you to have these blind spots or be continuing to realize these pitfalls. You are in control of your mindset. And here they are. First of all, you need to say these things to yourself when you are in doubt. I am ready for the next level. I know my value and can articulate it. 3, I know who I want to serve. 4, I have a story to tell and I know where I stand. And 5, I can inspire people to action. Every one of these phrases or sentences was positive and forward-looking. And there wasn't a single an apostrophe T, and totally removed from the conversation. You might call these affirmations and woo-woo, and yeah, I can say this till I'm blue in the face. Nothing's going to happen. But I promise you, if you want to avoid these pitfalls as a leader, or if you know people in your circle that you see them having these pitfalls, but you don't have the time or capability to elevate them, I'm going to give them to you again one more time if you want to be the leader that you were meant to be. How can I reframe my mindset? You can say to yourself, I am ready for the next level. I recognize my value. I know who I want to serve. I have a story that is worth telling and should be shared with others. And I can inspire people to action. So you need to get over the hump and I am here for you. So if you took this information and can do it yourself or share it with somebody else, I am so excited. And also please give me feedback. There's my email address, Deborah@covielocm.com, or reach out to me on LinkedIn and share with me if this was relevant, if this made sense to you, if maybe you shared this with at least one other person. This is where your value and legacy stands. But the decision is yours. I have a lot of people come across my doorstep. We have many, many conversations. And then they say they want to work with me. Tell me what your offer is. And then they say, no, not now. That's okay. I'm completely good with that because I know in the moment I have shared with you the best that I can offer. Again, I'm a deep listener. I can see you when maybe you can't see yourself. But if you are ready to invest in yourself just a little bit. It doesn't have to be me. All I want you to do is say, I think I just need a little bit of time with an external perspective to kind of shift the narrative and my mindset to be able to move forward and realize the wonderful work that you want to do and, quite frankly, live a better life and struggle less. That's all I want for you. Go for it. Invest in yourself. Because if you don't bet on yourself or invest in you, you're going to be looking around the room looking for people that are going to lift you. And there are some, and there are a lot of you that are still waiting. So I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. I am here to lift you up. This is coming to the end of the Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media. I do want to thank you for listening or watching this on the replay. This is the first of many because I want to be able to reach you, connect with you, inspire you to be able to have more joy in your life. Now, I do drop in as the Drop-In CEO and I help businesses with their technical problem. But every single one of them has a common theme. Technically, you can solve business problems, but it is not sustainable. People are not going to stick around if they themselves can't feel like they're having an impact. And that's the common thread that joins everything. So, yep, can you call me a coach, a leadership development person? Possibly. But that's what happens over time. When you get to my 30, 35 years experience, I can no longer help people technically in all cases, but I am here to unleash the potential of those technical people, not only to solve the business issues, but also be able to have greater impact. So career and leadership pitfalls and how to avoid. I hope this was valuable to you. I'm going to be coming back next week, unless you say, that was just okay. I do hope I get a few thumbs up and a few likes. Message me, let me know what you thought. And if there are any questions that you would like me to address, please, please send them to me. I will bring them into another session of the Drop-In CEO Live Talk Media. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for bearing with me. And the weather withstood itself. There is no thunderstorm, no hail, and no tornado for me to have to rush out of here. So thank you, Cincinnati weather. You held out for this. I just want to wish you all well, much success. And until next time, thank you again for dropping in and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. If you found this valuable, please share this show with at least one friend who will find it useful and inspiring. When you share this podcast, it allows me to continue to help C-suite leaders of today and tomorrow to navigate their challenges with confidence. To connect with me or learn more about the Drop-In CEO services, go to my website at dropinceo.com. And until we meet, I wish you well and much success.